This podcast is brought to you by ER Eats, supporting our restaurants and first responders. The Howie Carr Show is accepting donations to feed emergency room personnel as they battle the coronavirus. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the ER Eats banner at the top of the page to donate.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Some states wanted 40,000 ventilators. I said, that doesn't work, 40,000. And they ended up with 7,000 or 8,000. And they had no problem. 40,000 ventilators for one state. It was ridiculous.
Let's respond to the president. First of all, if he's sitting home watching TV, maybe he should get up and go to work, right?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Let's keep emotion and politics out of this and personal ego. The number is down because we brought the number down. God did not do that. Fate did not do that. Destiny did not do that.
Oh, my God. Are you God?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
A political rally like that, where people aren't wearing masks and they're in close quarters and they are touching one another, that's precisely what makes this kind of a disease drag out. That puts us in this situation where we might have to actually think about extending stay-home orders, which is supposedly what they were protesting.
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system. Shut up! Help, help! I'm being repressed, bloody peasant! Oh, what a giveaway. Do you hear that? Do you hear that, eh?
Unchained and unstoppable.
You know, there's a, during World War II, where Roosevelt came up with a thing that was totally different than the
gibberish, eh? But you smug it. I got this in the Second World War II.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Uber Jason says, it's my birthday on Sunday. I'd like a pair of Raycons, but would settle for a happy birthday from you and Grace. Uber Jason, happy birthday to you. And I'm sure Grace will add her happy birthday as well. 844-500-4242. Now it's time for the chump line.
Howie, I feel defeated.
In case you didn't hear it, this could be the Joe Biden sound cut of the week. I mean, there were a lot of great ones, obviously, but this may be one for the record books. Cut one.
The way you revive the economy is you defeat the disease.
You defeat the disease. How do you think Joe would do with a nightly press conference? An hour, hour and a half, 2 hours maybe. Talking about defeating the disease.
Stop the quarantine. I said stop the quarantine.
Amen. Am I going to have to go upstairs and stop the quarantining? The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, who are still making wicked awesome windows. They've lived through cholera, typhoid, measles twice, Spanish and Asian flus, diphtheria, polio, whooping cough, bird and swine flus, Ebola, Zika, and now COVID. We as a nation will defeat this. Stay well, stay safe, and stay positive.
Lonnie, I'm rather worried about this coronavirus. I can't find a mask large enough to fit over my chiseled chin.
If you look at the old pictures of Live Shot Carey, his chiseled chin used to be a lot more chiseled than it is now. And his accent also changed. He used to have a Kennedy-esque accent. Now he's reverted to his more native North Shore Yankee dialect, twang, whatever you want to call it.
Can I get me a hunting license here?
Yeah, that's the old Essex County Yankee accent. He used to speak more in the JFK, ask not what your country can do for you. If you go back, watch the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearings in 1971, he sounds like the missing Kennedy nephew.
Let's see. Should we have our prom at Home Depot or Market Basket?
I'm sorry. I guess the prom is a big deal. I went to an all-boys prep school. We didn't have proms, so I don't know what you're missing, kids.
Sleepy Joe donated his brain to science, but I don't think they should have took it before he was dead.
Do you think he'll be on a lot of the Sunday chat shows this week, or are they going to just sort of pull back for a while? I don't know. He's always on there with some Democrat operative with a press pass, Chuck Todd, Chris Wallace, Steffi Stephanopoulos. So they're not going to ask him any real tough questions about, say, Tara Reid.
Howard Carr, unmasked, walks among the aisles amid the glances and the unseen smiles. He's a rebel and has nothing left to lose. He laughs at viruses and all the other flus.
You know, when you were wearing, it used to be 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, if you were wearing a mask walking around the sidewalks, people would look at you. Now you're not wearing a mask and they look at you. When I was coming back from the supermarket today, you know, I only live a block away, or I live across the street from it. I saw a guy and he was walking towards me and he didn't have a mask on. He was the first guy I'd seen since I left the building without a mask. I said hello to him and he said hello to me, because we recognize that we are both rebels.
Cardi B, I mean, where the hell have I been? I don't even know who that is.
I just know her from the gossip columns, I must say.
Guess what, Coronavirus! Coronavirus!
I think I'd prefer to just run into her only in the gossip columns, where I can quickly turn the page and move on. But it was kind of amusing for, you know, one segment.
Who was that interviewing Bernie? Rosanna Dana?
It just seemed that way. I guess Cardi B was one of Bernie's big supporters in the hip hop community.
Tucker, I mean Taylor, it's Howie. Don't tell Grace, but after I had my evening caviar, I bought some of that Jenny's ice cream. Though I nearly collapsed when I saw the price. This beautiful person will never have regular ice cream again. That was the best chocolate I've ever had, Sonny.
You know, I went online to Jenny's Ice Cream, and they said they would ship it to me for $12 a pint. I guess that doesn't include shipping and handling. But somebody just texted me and said you can get it at the Whole Foods in Melrose for a mere $8.99 a pint. $8.99, wow, what a bargain.
That was another thing about Pelosi's video. She was bragging about how you could get your ice cream mailed to you. You don't have to go out among the people.
So in other words, she didn't want to go to Whole Foods and spend $8.99. She wanted to order it and spend $12 a pint plus shipping and handling. Wow. She really represents the working man and woman of this great country.
Anthony Fauci is this generation's Robert McNamara.
I I hadn't thought of it that way. Robert McNamara was the brilliant auto executive who was brought in to be the defense secretary, and he was the architect of Vietnam, and then spent the rest of his life, he lived into his 90s, I believe, just trying to make up for the fact that he was the architect of the Vietnam policy.
Oh, you say Congress isn't doing anything right now for 30 days. Well, what's new?
Well, again, this is supposed to be such a national emergency. This is our Pearl Harbor. This is 9/11. This is the bombardment of Fort Sumter. And yet they're on vacation. And this is this deadly epidemic. And the anchors who are talking about how terrible it is are infected and walking around the posh, beautiful people hangouts in the Hamptons on Long Island. And they don't give a bleep. So, you know, which is it? Is it the end of the world, or is it just an opportunity to bash Donald Trump again? I think we all know the answer to that.
Oh, great. Thanks for telling Howie you got about 2.5 hours of Biden goof cuts. Only about 1.5 hours to go, Howie, before you can bag in the show.
Well, if you're looking for a funny morning minute on Monday, we'll have this week's greatest hits on Monday. And maybe we'll make that our Monday morning minute for the foreseeable future. Joe Biden's gaffes.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, who are still making wicked awesome windows. They've lived through cholera, typhoid, measles twice, Spanish and Asian flus, diphtheria, polio, whooping cough, bird and swine flus, Ebola, Zika, and now COVID-19. We as a nation will defeat this. Stay well, stay safe, and stay positive.
Howard Carr, unmasked, walks among the aisles. Amid the glances and the unseen smiles, he's a rebel and has nothing left to lose. He laughs at viruses and all the other flus.
I had my mask in my pocket, though, because I know that someday, soon, they're going to say, sorry, Mr. Carr, you can't come in here without a mask. And I'll be prepared. But until that day, I'm a rebel. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
With all the uncertainty in the world, feeling safe at home has never been more important. That's why you need Simply Safe Home Security for just 50 cents a day. Head to simplysafehowie.com and get free shipping and a free 60-day risk-free trial. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Charlie Parker open Massachusetts before Cuomo opens New York?
No. No, he's Charlie McCarthy to Andrew Cuomo's Edgar Bergen. In other words, he's a puppet of Andrew Cuomo at this point.
66% say no. He won't open before Cuomo opens New York.
All right. 844-500-4242. Oh, on the 5, Dana Perino just said Massachusetts Governor Baker is doing a good job. Dana Perino is another, she's another rhino type. Yeah. Easy for Dana to say. She doesn't live in the state. When are the hack layoffs going to start? Incidentally, the Supreme Judicial Court finally did a good thing today. They cut down the number of requirements for signatures to get on the ballot in Massachusetts. They cut them in half, and I think they extended the deadline for getting the signatures. So that was good. It's difficult. It's been difficult for the candidates, and the legislature, of course, had no interest in dealing with this problem because they want to keep challengers to the incumbent hacks off the ballot. But it's going to be easier now. For instance, the Senate candidates now will only need 5,000 signatures rather than 10,000 signatures to get on the ballot. That's good news. That's good news for Mr. Frosty because he was running a little behind. And it's also good news for Kevin O'Connor, the Republican candidate, who is he's from Dover. And he was you know, struggling a little bit too. It's not that hard. I mean, it's not easy to get 10,000 signatures, but it is hard to get 10,000 signatures when you're not allowed you have to social distance. And then when you deliver your signatures to the town halls to get certified, the town halls are closed and there are no clerks. So how do you get them certified? So I'm glad the SJC made that decision. 844-500-4242. I just want to read you one more paragraph from Kevin Roach's open letter to the Minnesota governor. And he's talking about all the economic devastation that's been caused. Suicides, child and domestic abuse, mental illness, divorces, homelessness, food insecurity, all are up due to your actions, meaning the governor of Minnesota, which has resulted in extensive anxiety about the epidemic and the tremendous loss of jobs. On the other hand, it is now even more apparent that this virus poses no serious health threat to the vast, vast majority of the population. Younger, healthy people don't even seem to become infected, and if they do, are asymptomatic or suffer mild illnesses in almost every case. Your own models show that various scenarios of mitigation of spread measures no difference between the harsh and extreme lockdown that you have ordered and a more targeted approach aimed at the elderly and other vulnerable subpopulations. So why have you not changed course in the face of the horrendous damage you have inflicted on the lives of most Minnesotans? This question could be asked of many of the governors who are imposing these draconian shutdowns. Why have you not acknowledged that a more targeted approach to mitigating the virus spread would work just as well? Are you too prideful to admit a mistake? Worried about losing face? There is too much at stake for such a foolish attitude. Come on, man. Oh, that's Biden-like. Come on, man. It is time to do the right thing. That's a good letter, open letter from Kevin Roach to Governor Tim Walz. Let's play Dr. Phil talking. He's basically saying the same thing. Cut 17. Up. We're out of time. We'll play Dr. Phil at some point here during the show. We'll be right back, though, with Police Blotter Facts Friday. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. And it's the third hour of Friday evening. And you know what that means.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
All week long, we ask you to send in your funny local items or stories from the local daily or weekly newspaper, send them to Grace at Howie Carr Show. As long as they're funny, Grace at HowieCarrShow.com. Or you can email them to us. You can fax them to us. We still have a fax machine, 857-284-8864. That's our fax number, 857-284-8864. Most people email them. And at this time, every Friday night, we read the funniest items, entries into Police Blotter Fax Friday contest. It can be a standalone story, or it can be something from the local column that's written in many papers by the police department. And at this time, every Friday, we read the funniest ones. And the Police Blotter Fax Friday is sponsored by Piantedosi Baking Company. And Joe Piantedosi is in the studio right now. Joe, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
It's nice to be here. Howie, I wish you were here with us, but I think you're in a better place than we are.
What, so I could be getting ready for some snow? Biff Buffington told me there's going to be some snow tonight. I don't need to be there.
No, there will not
they
be.
They said plowable. I heard measurable snow.
No, I refuse.
How's the weather there, Howie?
It's nice. It's about 90 degrees.
Oh, wow.
It's pleasant. Let's put it that way. Well, I like it hot.
It seemed like yesterday I was there with you and Grace and Kathy, and we had a nice time, a nice dinner, and that was before all this outbreak. So,
and it's funny, Howie, because I'm usually just talking to one radio host, but today I'm talking to two radio hosts. Because if people don't know this, Joe Piantedosi actually hosts his own show called Breaking Bread. And Joe, what's the station it's on?
It's on North Shore 104.9. It's WBOQ FM.
Do you have any good guests coming up?
I do, actually. This Sunday, I have the captain himself, Howie Carr, is going to be on
very good.
For a second appearance. And we're going to talk about his ER Eats, which is great, the foundation that you guys have set up.
That's right. And we appreciate you and your lovely wife, Julie, have donated $1,000. We really
very
appreciate
generous.
That. Thank you very much. And I just want to read off a couple more of the hospitals that we've given money to. In Maine, Millinocket Regional Hospital, of course, in Millinocket, in Boston, Newton Wellesley Hospital, and Falmouth Hospital down on the Cape, and Mercy Hospital in Portland as well. So we've donated to 13, 14 hospitals, and as the money comes in, we just write the checks the next day. If you want to donate, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the banner at the top of the homepage, ereats.com. We send the checks directly to the hospital, and they buy meals for the hospital personnel and try to help out the hospital personnel and the struggling restaurants during this time.
I believe, Howie, we did Winchester too.
That's right. We added Winchester Hospital as well. That's your hometown,
right,
of Winchester. Thanks for pointing that out.
Howie, the cool thing about ER Eats is that it doesn't just help the hospital staff. It also helps a lot of local restaurants where they buy the food from. And Joe understands more than anyone right now how local restaurants are struggling, because you guys sell Piantedosi bread to a lot of those places.
Yeah, food service is our main business, and I'm also on the board of the Mass Restaurant Association, so I know how hard restaurants have been hit and continue to be hit.
So it's a nice way to give back to both. You're giving back to the hospitals, people who are helping, and you're giving back to restaurants. Thank you so much to Piantedosi, to you and your wife, Joe, for donating to ER Eats, and for everyone else, you can go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the banner if you'd like to contribute.
Happy to do it.
And we thank all of our listeners and viewers who've contributed. This has been we think it's a success anyway. We've raised a lot of money, and we've sent out checks to a lot of hospitals, and we'll send out more. The more contributions we get, the more checks we'll send out. And if you know somebody at a hospital, or you work for a hospital and you want them to contribute, just go to HowieCarrShow.com and go onto the ER Eats page, and you'll see how to get your hospital involved.
All right, Howie, are you ready for the runners up?
I am. I am ready for the runners-up. What do the winners get this week, Grace?
They're going to get a copy of Kennedy Babylon, Volume 1. And we're going to start off strong. Intoxicated man allegedly streaks on Attleboro Street.
Beware, 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 oh, the neighbor.
This is a
Grace, was he social distancing?
I think he was.
Was he wearing a mask when he was running naked through the streets of Attleboro?
I do not believe he was wearing a mask, but a neighbor reported seeing a man running nude or partially nude at around 10:45 p.m. The streaker was drinking. He had been drinking. He's in his late 50s.
Well, how could he be nude or partially nude? The bystander couldn't tell?
Yeah, well, Joe, he was trying to keep 6 feet away. There's a lot you can't see 6 feet away. The man in his late 50s was not arrested, but was left in the care of a sober adult. So all's well that ends well. Now, this is a very interesting story. I want both your takes on this. Woman's love for a chandelier deemed not a sexual orientation. So a British woman, this is from England.
Crikey, mate.
Her name, and it sounds, I know the story sounds fake, guys, because it's going to sound more fake as I start to read it. It is real. This is from the New York Post. Amanda Liberty from Britain claims she has been publicly discriminated against.
Does she know Liberty Valance?
After The Sun mocked her relationship with Lumiere, the historic light fitting that she purchased on eBay. No.
Her son? Did she say her son mocked?
No, The Sun, the publication, The Sun, the tabloid.
Oh, The Sun. Okay, I'm sorry. I was going to say, was the chandelier the father of The Sun, but I misunderstood.
Lumiere is not the father of anyone. Lumiere is the historic light fitting, which she purchased on eBay in 2016 for $500. Liberty identifies as objectum sexual, meaning she's attracted to objects and not people. She took offense when she was dubbed dim by The Sun.
Wait, she took offense?
She probably took
Did she fall in love with the fence?
Joe?
With dim, but Lady Liberty, I guess you could call her that, right?
Yes, exactly. True. She's Lumiere's
That's true.
Lady.
Well, we've heard of the Statue of Liberty. This is the chandelier of Liberty.
Exactly. Husband and wife arrested for breaching Spain's COVID-19 lockdown after being caught skinny dipping by off-duty policemen.
Wait, 617?
Naked husband and wife.
617 has a very good observation here. The chandelier must be very well hung.
Oh, wow. Ha, 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 ha. That's the best one we've
heard
in perfect. A while.
Yeah, that's right.
Florida man arrested after exposing himself in McDonald's drive-thru.
Again?
See, Joe just asked the million-dollar question that Howie usually asks. Where in Florida? Because Joe's a Florida guy, too. Orlando.
Okay, north of Howie. So it wasn't, yes. You know, it's not Howie.
We don't have to worry. It's not Howie, nor is he near Howie.
Okay,
this guy's name is Luis Martinez. He's 24.
Luis. I believe it's probably Luis Martinez.
It is, Howie. You're right. I'm just not as good with the dialect as you are. He went through the McDonald's drive-thru on South Cimarron Boulevard and exposed himself.
Cimarron, probably, right?
You know. The point is,
whatever.
The guy exposed himself to the McDonald's lady. Luis. I don't think it mattered to the girl at McDonald's.
Did
let me
order
tell
a Big
you.
Mac or chicken, Howie does chicken let McNuggets fact. Or what?
Howie does let facts get in the way of a good story.
He does indeed. Florida couple, both doctors, filmed stealing Trump 2020 flags.
This is an amazing story,
it,
I think.
It really is.
They're both gynecologists. I mean, these people are professionals, supposedly sober individuals. They couldn't have been that sober. They had their kids with them, right?
Yes. So two doctors in Florida's Santa Rosa County have been arrested after it was revealed they stole the Trump 2020 campaign flag, all while their young children pleaded with them to stop committing the crime. Jeffrey Michael Frasch and Laura Ann Webb Frasch were arrested in connection with the April 7th
theft. Is
that
a hyphenated last name?
Of course. Yep. Yes.
Thought so.
Both Frasch and his wife, Webb Frasch, are gynecologists, though they work at different hospitals in the area. The two doctors rode up to the property on a golf cart with two small children. They produced a ladder and began their ascent to remove the flag.
Hold my bear. And it's a big ladder, too. That's the thing. If you look at the surveillance camera.
Howie, these aren't hold my beer people, first of all. I get way more of a hold my kombucha vibe, okay? Both children began crying, with the oldest begging them to stop.
One of them, Grace, one of them is like 2 years old, and they put the kid down on the ground while they're drunkenly climbing up the ladder. And the 7-year-old is screaming, Daddy!
No, I'm going to tell you exactly. Okay. We're going to quote accurately here. The oldest child began yelling, "No, don't do it. You're going to go to jail."
Again.
The kid was right. The kid called it.
However, his parents were seemingly too blinded by partisan politics to reason with a small child and decided to take the flag. Webb Frasch, the wife, the hyphenated name, could not hold in her excitement. "Yes, baby, yes," she shouted, waving her arms. The children quickly scurried back to the golf cart, still in tears. And that's only, we're only like halfway through, guys. And these are, Joe, do you notice how a lot of these are in Florida?
I know, they're all in Florida, it seems like.
Yeah, and there's going to be more Florida, Howie, when we get back.
Taylor, did Joe Friday, did Sergeant Friday get involved in this case? Did he have something to do with this? I think he was put on this case. This is one of those things that was...
The investigation continued. Meantime, the newspapers were still making front page material out of the story.
Howie, we have so many more to get to on the other side. You guys will not believe some of these stories.
Can't wait.
All right. Thank you. We're glad Joe is here, and I'm going to be with him on Breaking Bread on Sunday morning on North Shore WBOQ 104.9 FM. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. We are doing Police Blotter Facts Friday. We got a lot to get to today, and Joe Piantedosi, who sponsors Police Blotter Facts Friday and Hate Mail Monday, is here. And I'm going to be on his radio show, Breaking Bread, on 104.9 FM. That's at 11 o'clock on Sunday.
10 o'clock, Howie.
10 o'clock. Yes. I'm sorry. I'll be calling from poolside,
all
Joe.
Right. Sounds good.
Yes, and Joe Piantedosi, Piantedosi Baking Company, is the sponsor, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Connecticut man broke into restaurant, spent days eating, downing booze.
See, this for him, it was a silver lining because the restaurant was closed, right? So I guess they weren't doing takeout at nights like so many restaurants. So how many days was he in there, Grace?
Well, first, let me tell you, coincidentally, his name is also Luis.
Luis
Angel Ortiz was arrested early Tuesday after allegedly pillaging.
Do we have any bugles or anything like that?
He pillaged a Cuban restaurant in downtown.
A Cuban restaurant
in downtown New Haven. Police believe he busted in Saturday through a side window. He then proceeded to eat roughly $7,000, or no, several thousand dollars worth of food and booze.
Several thousand dollars,
including roughly 70 bottles of liquor. He was in there for days. Liquor, beer.
70 bottles of booze?
70
was he in
bottles
there for
of booze
2 months?
Wall, 70 bottles of booze. You know what he would need, Joe? He needs some bread.
He would.
Just sop that up.
Cuban bread. Definitely.
Some Cuban bread, right. Florida
Cuban
man.
Cuban sandwiches are great, by the way.
Oh, they're delicious. Florida man charged with threatening to shoot up Publix.
Uh-oh.
In Florida.
Yep. Sebring.
Sebring.
It's not my best day for the pronunciations. The reason he wanted to shoot up the Publix was because he didn't think enough people wore face masks while out and about during the coronavirus pandemic.
Wait a second. The Cimarron and the Sebring were both Chrysler models, right?
Wait a second, Grace. So if this guy had been in Palm Beach this morning, he would have sought me out because I was the only guy in the Publix without a mask on.
Yes.
You and the other guy you saw.
Luckily for you, Howie.
But he was outside. He was on the sidewalk, Joe.
Robert Kovner.
He was on his way there to be the victim of the guy with the gun.
Robert Kovner wrote on the Publix Facebook group that he was going to shoot up the Publix. Seems a little bit, I mean, I understand passing a bank teller a note, but putting it on Facebook, that's another level of letting people know what you're thinking. So they were able to, thankfully, stop him before anything bad happened. Pregnant woman carjacks news van with reporter still inside. Howie, this sounds like something you'd be a part of, like you'd be in the back seat. Help! A pregnant news reporter.
No, I thought you said a pregnant woman hijacked the van with a news reporter.
They're both pregnant?
They're both pregnant?
Unless it's a spelling error in the article. A woman carjacked a news van in Midtown Atlanta. A pregnant Georgia woman found herself in police custody Tuesday after authorities say she hopped behind the wheel of a CBS news van and sped off before crashing it nearby. A frightened reporter was still inside. The frightened reporter said that once she realized the woman wasn't going to stop, she put her seatbelt on and just kind of hung on for dear life.
I had a lot of weird things happen to me on live shots, but I never got the van was never hijacked.
I hope her editor yelled at her for not rolling tape on it.
Exactly, Taylor. You missed it.
By the way, where was the cameraman when all this happened?
I think he was setting up, Howie. He was setting up at a nearby gas station. Maybe he has some footage. Crocodiles invade Mexican beach abandoned due to coronavirus.
Ooh, I saw that.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, we only have a minute and a half left, so I'm going to read the two winners. California man punched his mom for hiding toilet paper.
Wow.
Shameful. Adrian Yan from Saugus, Los Angeles, punched his mother. Apparently, the family disturbance had started over an argument about toilet paper. Specifically, Yan's mother said that she had been hiding it because Yan was using too much at once.
He can punch his mom, but please don't squeeze the Charmin.
Very good, you two. All right, guys, and here's the last story, speaking of toilet paper. Florida man accused of beating cellmate who asked for a courtesy flush to help with the smell. I just chose this. It had to be chosen, Howie. Monroe County, Florida. An argument over passing gas. So this is what happened. Guilford Joseph Abshire was sharing a cell with a 65-year-old man, and the man got upset with him for passing gas. A few minutes later, Abshire used their shared toilet, and afterward, the victim asked Abshire to provide a courtesy flush to help with the overwhelming odor. At that point, things got physical. Abshire started kicking the victim. The man got up.
I think this happens more often than you would expect in jails.
Yeah, sharing a toilet.
That's nasty, yeah. I wouldn't want to do that.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
We'll talk Sunday. Looking forward to it.
I'll be talking to you at 10 o'clock.